There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, like that, let's get started. It's Midday Mobile on this Friday Eve edition of the show. Glad you're here. A lot to do today. Easy to get in touch as well from the phone line to the text line. They're the same digits, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Also, you can leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, it's been a long time since I had the man on the show, but Dr. Ben Carson is going to join me here. It's just about 25 minutes or so. Plan coming to Alabama. This is, I love this, and so obviously when I saw this was happening, I had to get him on the show, is teaching civics, right? This is a thing we talk about so often on this show, is the lack of civic knowledge out there. Maybe it leads to the lack of engagement, like we saw in our last time at the polls here. But there's a program coming out for K-5 curriculum. So get the kids started early with civics, how it works, founding principles, structure of the government. So, and this is going to go on with Alabama's State Department of Education, but putting it in the schools. So we'll talk to Dr. Carson about that in just a little bit. Also, Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. That's on the way. And yeah, let's start off with, you know, what was breaking yesterday during the show. And yes, if the Lindsey Clancy, somebody had sent something in here, their jury is deliberating. I know the basics of that case. I don't follow those kind of things that I guess since OJ, I haven't followed things like that. So we can talk about it some, but the jury hasn't. Maybe we'll get a response here during the show today, and I'll let you know. All right. So the Meta agreement that came out yesterday, right? So this came out during the show, and we're kind of trying to parse out what it meant state per state, the $17 billion settlement. Just questions. So Alabama now, so the numbers out there, you heard it on the news update probably this morning. Alabama's getting about a little over $117 million from the Meta settlement. And it is, I think it's probably portioned by population, because I did very simple math and took the total and divided it by the number of states, and it came out to like $340 million. But, you know, some states already, like California that led this, are already getting their shares in the billions. They got more people. I get it. But as a state, we got $117 million coming. You know, we've had this before. Sometimes it's something like it was with the opioid settlement. Sometimes it's, you know, largesse for the federal government and COVID money, all that. But the state gets money. Then what I worry about is, because you can say, well, you know, they're going to be spending money. Yes, they're going to be spending money. You're not going to stop that. How we allocate the money. And that is, you know, there we go. That's how things come into Alabama. We got these sea change moments with money, and how do we allocate it? $117 million plus from the Meta settlement. No announcement from the state of Alabama where the money will go. Attorney General Marshall says every dollar of Alabama settlement will go to the state. Well, that's good, but I'd like that. But who's going to get to decide how the money is spent? And does it go towards, I mean, how do you, does it towards keeping Alabama children from, because Meta already said they're going to put these guardrails, right, on their platforms. That's what they're saying in the settlement agreement. But how then, okay, so what do we do to protect children in Alabama? Mental health education? Or does it end up going into the general fund? or probably more likely they will try to pull it into the ETF. So it's here's how I think it's going to work. So it would probably go to the legislature. I know people just went, yikes. Yeah. This is my guess. Could be something that would be up in this upcoming session. You know, how to allocate it. They'll build, we're probably going to build some kind of infrastructure that's going to eat up the money. Like, oh, we'll have a department of money for social media or something like that. But what should they do with it? Nothing yet, other than Attorney General saying that all the money will be spent in Alabama. Okay, or stay. I think he says it stays in Alabama. But will we get X number of million goes to the schools, X million to mental health programs, X million to. They'll probably need some money for the general fund. They're probably already looking for it. But yeah, I'm guessing the legislature. I mean, maybe they'll come out. Maybe this will be the swan song of Governor Ivey. She'll come out with the, I believe in school children, and I'm going to give them all new pencils, or whatever it is. Or maybe it skips that and goes into session, and they work up bills to, I don't know. But what would you think? $117 million. What allocation would be right? Like, what would you, I mean, it's funny how we exist in the world today where we have over $40 trillion in debt. Didn't even have time last week really to talk about that. Nothing changes. Nothing. You can put a Democrat in there, Republican. Nothing changes on our spending. Just maybe what we spend it on, but not amounts. But what would you do? How would you allocate that money? Now, of course, I said to Jeff at the end of his show, coming off of Caleb Taylor's story over at 1819news.com, maybe they'll find some way to use it for prisons. They can say, well, because Meta has messed people up and then they got themselves incarcerated, so therefore it should go to financing this. But here we go again with this. Talking about our state, allocating money, making deals, y'all. Remember when this, way back in the time machine here, when we were talking about two prisons. Right, we're going to build two prisons for the amount. And then we find out, well, we don't have the money to build two prisons out of it. Oh, and by the way, it's gotten delayed again. And we may need more money to build these prisons. So Alabama Corrections Institution Finance Authority. Does it have an acronym? Sure. ACIFA. It says, we'll consider another bond issuance for prison costs today. ACIFA is a state board that issues bonds, borrows money, and oversees financial decisions for building and repairing state prisons. What do you want to bet they put as collateral down the money they're getting from Meta? So today's meeting at the agenda said ACIFA will consider approving a resolution for the issuance of Authority Series 2026 bonds. Members of ACIFA include Dear Governor Kay Ivey, Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner Greg Lovelace, Department of Finance Secretary Bill Poole, State Representative Rex Reynolds, State Senator Greg Allbritton, Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton, and Director of Pardon and Parole Cam Ward, who was a senator at one time, been a guest on the show a lot. Spokesman for the Department of Finance declined to specify the proposed bond amount. Do you not think that that's something they should be able to specify? If we're about to bond this money, you and I, Alabamians, right? When it's not, oh, government's doing it. No, we are the funding mechanism for that. Shouldn't we know how much we're thinking about bonding here? This Ethan Girona, who's Department of Finance spokesman, said to 1819 News, at this time, we do not have the additional information readily available to provide in advance of tomorrow's meeting. He said that yesterday. How do you not? That's your job, right? You're fixing to bond this money. You don't have like a number for how much we're going to do. So there we go. And so what do you think? So we combine, well, they say, the Meta money, some of that should go to helping us. Of course, it's a drop in the bucket when you start talking about billions, but will they figure out a way to get into the $117 million? What would the state decide to do with that? We'll talk about that when we come back. 251-343-0106. Oh,
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1220 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff at Stone Arms, Jeff Stone of Stone Arms. And he's talked about this before when he's been on about their text line, phone line or text line. So their phone number is also a text line. And let me tell you how this works. Because I may have been in need of 16-gauge, some more 16-gauge ammo. Of course, right, I have to shoot something that's hard to find. I get it. So you talk about trying to find hen's teeth, trying to find 16-gauge. But they can handle it. And the nice thing is their text line that's right there on their website, Stone Arms Inc. That's INC, stonearmsinc.com. You can go there, and if you have hard-to-find ammo, or you want to check if they have certain ammo in stock or they can get ammo. I was just texting with them this morning and said, hey, here's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for 16-gauge and, you know, number 8s or number 9s. And then, boom, right back. Here's your choices. Here's what we have. Here's what we can get. They just all listed out there, and then you can say, okay. I said, go ahead and order the number 8s, hit the thing, and boom, it's on. So, I mean, if you're thinking about whether it's dove season coming up or you're somebody does a lot of range shooting and you're looking for certain ammo, make sure you have ammo before you get close to deer season for those rifles. If you're going to, well, hit them up right there. I mean, you could just text them or email them either way with what you're looking for. But a lot of fun when you go pick up the ammo, or even before that, go in and check them out in person at Stone Arms. They're about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard there on the south side. Online, Stone Arms INC, stonearmsinc.com, or find them on Facebook as well, Stone Arms Inc. But yeah, so I've got another case coming here ready for a dove season coming up. All right, let's see here to the text line. Pat says, I voted for Ben in 2016, always liked his ideas. Yeah, I enjoy the conversations I've had over the years with Dr. Carson. I think he's a brilliant guy, but he's a very interesting guy as well. And he'll join us here in just a little bit. Let's see. Backstrap Stacker says, spend the money on the West Alabama Highway or some other dumb crap. I can guarantee you at least half will be wasted. That's what worries me. Like they're saying, well, it's going to all stay in Alabama. Okay, well, that's also kind of worrisome. We should have a program on how this, and it should be debated. How you, I mean, it's not billions, but it's one, you know, hundred and, what is it, 117 million? I think it is, yeah, 117 million comes to Alabama. So how do you make sure you get the most of that? I thought about that with the opioid money or these big, how do you make sure that you, and it's, you know, often we'll say, well, we got to create a department or this and that. Maybe there's people operating right now that are doing something to helping kids with, you know, social media addiction or those, I don't know, but maybe they're already in place. Maybe just continue their efforts, right? Fund them to have a bigger impact. I don't know, but if this goes into session, if this is decided in the legislative session, y'all have seen this enough to know by the end of it, it'll be some kind of Frankenstein here. All right, Daphne Leatherneck said, I bet they know how much the contractors are supposed to kick back to their campaign. Let's see. Yeah, Paul says, there needs to be an audit on this prison project. I couldn't agree more. He said, you know, it's Kickback City. He said, hopefully Tupperville will do it. Yeah, we'll get that. Hope he will as well. I mean, this is, remember back when the argument was, well, it's inflation. If you're new to the show, we've talked about this as it was going on. So I said, okay, inflation is a thing. So we took the inflationary cost on building materials. I remember we did like an hour on this. And we applied that to the total of the prison build. And it was way out of whack. Even bringing in inflation into this, it was way out of whack. And here we are now having to, because remember we allocated the money for the project. Okay. We're going to do this. Got to build the prisons. Don't go into receivership. Here it is. We're going to build two. We're not going to build two prisons for that. We can only build one. And by the way, we can't really get the one built. We've had delay after delay. This next delay takes it to October, I think, into the new fiscal year. B-Dark says, Sean, It doesn't matter how much Meta pays. Not one child will ever see any benefit from the damage done. Well, I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong. But I do have to say that as a state, we have a... We've had examples of not fulfilling, not making sure you squeeze the last benefit out of those dollars, right? One thing that they did do that I thought was good, and good on y'all legislature, when we got the money during COVID, right? The states got, we got that money. They put the money in an interest-bearing account. Instead of running to spend it right then, they held it in an interest-bearing account until we were approaching deadlines where it had to be spent. So that's smart. I like that. Now, how it was spent afterwards, I think some things were good, some things were not. Chris in Orange Beach says, why don't you call the prison system? Oh, prison system, exactly what it is, subsidized welfare. Look at where the prisoners are located. Look at the idiots that work in them subsidized welfare. Well, here's the question. It's... What are you gonna, you're saying? Don't have a prison system? I mean, we gotta have something. We have to do it better, obviously, in this state. I mean, enough that there's a documentary made about the conditions inside. But beyond that, we have to have more places, you know, to put people. But actually, the net number of beds doesn't increase with these projects. I think the one that's they're building right now is going to be 4,000 bed prison. That's going to be allocated differently. Instead of having like the dorm style stuff, it's going to be allocated differently. But still, that's one of them. We still hadn't done anything here, you know, at Atmore. Said in that story from 1819, the ACIFA will also consider a resolution approving procurement and certain contracts for the design and construction of a second prison facility in Escambia County. Remember, years ago, this was going to be done. And now here we are in 2026, and they're, let's get some designs on this. I got an idea. Why don't we just do what you did at the other prison? Like, if we already have the design drawn on one, can't we just copy that one? Chris says the prison system budget is higher than the education budget. I'm just saying it's a cash register for the state, and it's a sham. Well, I'm going to be very interested if, like Paul had talked about earlier, if Tuberville comes in, and I think there's going to be some apple carts that are upended, and if that's one... Yeah, if there's corruption in it, how is the hustle going? How'd they do it? Because a lot of times the hustles are a little more complex. Sometimes they're actually pretty naive, but sometimes the hustles are more complex than just, oh, well, so-and-so goes and hands a bag of money to so-and-so. Sometimes it's a little more nuanced here, but it'd be interesting to dig in and figure this out. And yeah, who got the contracts and why did they get the contracts and what would other people have bid to do the same work? Well, we get to see that. I think, you know, there's a chance. Got a new guard coming in. I know there's still a general election, but I think it's going to be Tuberville. I know it's out on a limb there, and what changes will be made. All right, coming back, Dr. Ben Carson joins us, and yeah, this is coming to Alabama. Speaking of education, this is what I want to hear, and it's. We could sit and complain about how little civic engagement we have or civic knowledge. And like I said, when we launched this station, one of the things I said, here's what we're going to do, not telling you not to be mad, but make sure that you're mad at the right part of government, right? Municipal versus county versus state versus federal, understanding how our country works. But what if we get the kids started early on that? I hate to say there has to be an outside group coming in, but there has to be an outside group coming in. That's what Dr. Carson's working on, this initiative, and he'll talk to us coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Hopefully we'll get Dr. Ben Carson on here shortly. That's how these phone things go. been doing this too many decades. Get everything set up, and then they'll pop in. But it's funny. I should show you. I should post copies. Because actually, Dr. Carson's been on the show several times, but you usually deal with like a booker, like the person that, you know, puts it together, the middleman. And so in every email, I'm like, such and such time, central time, and this and that. You know, this is central time. By the way, being here in central time, it's like, I deal with people still. They're like, no, you're in Eastern. I'm like, please don't argue with me about the time. Not these people, but others will be, well, we got you here for Eastern time. I'm like, yeah, don't argue with me about what time zone I live in, please. But what we will talk about if he comes on is this American Cornerstone Institute announced it's partnering with the state of Alabama to bring new educational resources to teachers in celebration of the semi-quincentennial. It's a good time to do it. Which, by the way, America's 250 Summer Showcase still going on. A chance to win, still happening, and we got till the end of the month to win the grand prize. But it says the effort is part of the American Cornerstones Institute Little Patriots Learning Initiative as part of the 250th training sessions for educators. The State Department of Education is including information about American Cornerstone Institute's Little Patriots Initiative. So that's out there, and that's what's coming to Alabama. How is all going to work? Well, I think we got, do we have them? It looks like that's positive. Is that a yes? Well, we'll stand by. We're standing by. All right, well, I think we're good. I think we're good. I'm looking. What are they saying, TV? I'm efforting or something stupid like that. We're good to go. Good to go. Thumbs up from the other room. And we're good to go. All right, and here he is. Back on the show. It's been too many years, but it's a great subject to talk about. We're joined by Dr. Ben Carson. Hello, Dr. Carson.
Good afternoon. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, good to have you back. And I always enjoy just our conversations, but this one hits because I lament, complain. I don't know what you pick the term about the lack of civic knowledge in our country here in 2026, and y'all are doing something about this.
Yeah, it is really not only embarrassing, but it's dangerous. When people don't know what their rights are, they don't know how their government works, they become very vulnerable. And somebody passing by with some philosophy that makes no sense at all seems very attractive to them. And it is rather disturbing. A lot of times you see these men on the street interviews and they ask them simple questions. They have no idea what you're talking about. That's exactly how Marxists are able to gain power, through ignorance. And what we have to recognize is that our young people are under attack. They have been for quite some time. If you go back and you look at the congressional record, January 10th, 1963, over 60 years ago, Congressman Herlong of Florida read into the record the 45 goals of communism in America. They included gaining control of the school systems and teaching unions so you could indoctrinate the kids early on. And it goes on and on through all the things that you see happening in our society today, necessary things in order to convert us to another system. And the real weapon against that is knowledge. It's understanding. A lot of the people out there today, adults, they don't know anything. They don't know anything about our values, about civic responsibility, about all the things that lead to patriotism. And I don't think it's too late, but we got to really get in there and start fighting for these things.
But you mentioned, you talk about little patriots here, and I appreciate that because, you know, so much of news cycles say, well, listen to what these crazy college professors are saying. Okay, that's been going on. Heck, that was going on to some degree when, you know, I was at school at the University of Alabama. I got a daughter in college now up in the Northeast. She hears things. But there was we had built an understanding of our republic with her. I'm not scared of her hearing ideas that are different. You know, iron sharpens iron, you know, but if you get somebody who has no base knowledge of how civics actually works, they, like you said, they're very malleable.
And, you know, Lenin used to talk about this, Vladimir Lenin, useful idiots. Mm-hmm. You know, people who work against their own interests, gladly running in the streets, shouting, have no idea what they're talking about, and that they're destroying the future for themselves and their children and their grandchildren. And they're not bad people. They just have not availed themselves of the information that's out there, and we haven't pushed hard enough to make sure that we get that information to them, particularly at a young age.
Well, I want to get to how that works in a second, but I want to continue my lament or complaining segment. We just had a special congressional election here because we had some redrawn districts, and we had turnout in Mobile County, where I am, at 5.2%. Dr. Carson, of registered voters, 5.2%. How the heck do we continue with that kind of low turnout? I mean, people that are that disengaged.
Well, when you have low turnouts like that, it doesn't take much for the other side to take power.
Yeah.
And they count on that. And I just don't think our people recognize the gravity of the situation that we're in right now. If you turn our system over to those who have a belief system that's different than ours, they're not going to want to return it to you again. And they will do what is necessary in order to make sure that doesn't happen. And then people will be moaning and groaning and say, oh, how do we let this happen? And I hate to think about it, but that could lead to real physical conflict in this country.
I hope we don't get there. So let's talk about on the positive side, now that I've quit my complaining, what y'all are doing, what you're doing with Little Patriots to try to turn this around. Talk about this learning initiative. What is it? How's it applied? Kind of give me the details here.
Well, it's a K-5. It's part of American Cornerstone. American Cornerstone was born 5 years ago after the first Trump administration. I was planning to retire and cruise around the world and learn to play golf so well. But, you know, the way things are going, I can't enjoy myself while the country's going out of tubes. So some very talented people from HUD joined me in forming the American Cornerstone Institute, which is based on the founding principles that made our country great. That is faith, liberty, community, and life. And then we said, we also have to remember the children. So we started the Little Patriots component. And, of course, I was a pediatric neurosurgeon, so my whole life is centered around children. Think about what's happening to them. And the propaganda that they're being fed, you know, one of the concentrated areas that the communists put in their 45 points was gaining control of the school system and the teacher union so you could indoctrinate the youngsters. Once you implant that, it's very hard to get it out. It was Vladimir Lenin who said, give me your children to teach for 4 years and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted. That's why they want to get in there so early on and begin to teach our children that we're an illegitimate nation. We stole the land from the Indians. We're horrible people because, you know, of all the people in the world, we're the ones who had slavery. And, you know, they don't tell the whole story, though. The whole story is virtually every civilization has had to deal with slavery. So that didn't make us unique. What made us unique is that we had so many people who were vehemently opposed to it. We fought a bloody civil war to stop it. And they don't talk about the Underground Railroad. People from all races and personalities put everything at stake in order to create a way that slaves could escape. I mean, these are really historic and very heroic things that were done by people to push for freedom. And we need to talk about those stories. We need to talk about, we've gotten to the point where we say separation of church and state, but it doesn't mean separation of church and state. It means separation of God from your life. Our very founding document, the Declaration of Independence, was a radical departure from what governmental structures had been before that. We said our rights come from our creator. That was...
Yeah, not from the monarch.
People are crazy.
Yeah, not from the human being who gave,
exactly.
who bestows
and
it
then
on
we,
us.
And then we stopped telling the stories. It used to be in all the history books about the bulletproof George Washington when he was a courier during the French and Indian War. And he had two horses shot from beneath him, had four bullet holes in his coat, but no flesh wounds. And, of course, he attributed that to God. But years later, he was in the area. One of the Indian chiefs who was in the war came to see him. He said, "Sir, I'm an expert marksman, and I personally shot you 17 times. And he said, "My men shot you, too." And I pretty soon, I told him, just stop wasting their bullets. And I wanted to see the man who was protected by the great spirit above who would become the father of a great nation. That story used to be in all of our history books until it became politically incorrect. There are a whole bunch of other things that really demonstrate divine intervention. So, you know, to be able to mention those things, that's not a violation of separation of church and state. What is a violation is when you say you can't talk about it. You can't talk about what makes you who you are. You can't talk about why our country went from a ragtag bunch of militiamen to the pinnacle of the world in record time. Why not talk about it?
Yeah, I like that. And so much of the learning here, too. Once again, I like the it's K through five because right. People go, well, that's something you can, you know, Dr. Carson, you do that on their senior year in high school. I think that's too late. I think that's too late. What y'all are doing is right. I mean, you give the kids the tools. Not that they won't disagree and debate. I like that in my household. If the children bring a fair debate and stuff, that's good. But you have to all be playing off the same sheet of music and understanding our republic.
Exactly. And right now, what they're getting is everything off of one side of that sheet mm-hmm. of music. And it's the wrong side. And we have to get into the fight. And I'm not saying that we have to say you can't talk about socialism or Marxism. I'm saying let's also talk about the American way and the values that made this country and how we rose from nothing to the pinnacle of the world. That was not a coincidence. That was because of our values and principles and our Judeo-Christian values that say love your neighbor, not that say cancel your neighbor if they disagree with you. And as we get further and further away from our principles and values, look what's happening.
Absolutely. Let's talk about how we're going to see this implemented in Alabama, because the Little Patriots Learning Initiative, I saw something from Governor Ivey embracing this as yes. well. Is this going to be in all the schools, K through five? Do parents need to call their school and ask about it? What's the next part? What's the follow-on here?
It will be part of the curriculum that's been endorsed by the Alabama Department of Education. And teachers can select it. It's on the menu. It's being used in a lot of private schools and a lot of home schools. And some of the public schools are starting to adopt it now, too. And it's become... a menu item in 10 state governments so far, and there are several others that are considering it right now, too, because it's not biased in any way. We tell the whole story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but the truth is there's a heck of a lot more good than there is bad and ugly, and our children have a tremendous amount to be proud of and to want to make it succeed and flourish. We just have to get in there and make sure that they know the story of who we are as a nation.
Well, they've got, Dr. Carson, if they've got kids back at school now and this isn't being, not being taught, they need to ask for this to their school system?
The more they hear from parents, the more they will make sure that it is part of the menu for their school. But, it's not anything that's forced on anybody because we clearly don't want that. But we want to make it available. And, this comes with beautiful cartoons, animated series, about different aspects of our history, done in a very entertaining way. There's a full-length movie about our first 250 years with these same animated characters, very well-received, very entertaining for the whole family. And anybody can see it anytime they want. Just go to starspangledadventures.com, and it's streaming free of charge, a whole feature-length movie, which will give you the nuts and bolts of how our country got started and what the values are. And it's something really for the whole family, because most of the adults really don't know our history either.
Well said. Sadly true, but well said. And it, we'll give you all links to get this on our social media platforms. You can check it out. And, yeah, let's get it everywhere. Then Dr. Carson can, I mean, he's still founder in the chair here at American Cornerstone Institute, but I want him to be able to play some golf and go on some cruises, okay? That's what I'm hoping for you. Get this done, and you get it. You're not... You're going to pretend to relax. I don't think you can ever relax. I've watched you too long, but hopefully there's a golf game in your future.
I'll relax when I get to heaven.
There it is. Dr. Ben Carson, as always, I appreciate your time, and please come back on with us soon. It's been too long.
I will. Thanks for your patriotism.
Absolutely. Thanks for yours. What a guy. Dr. Ben Carson, still giving back. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile, 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1254 FM Talk 106.5. Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Always good to check in with my buddy Blaine at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And handhelds, which I can watch. I watched the store long enough. They got so many handhelds in there that a lot of people lost their desk and office. It took over your store,
That's man.
Right. Y'all got it all.
That's right.
Talk about what you got in stock.
So we got all of our steel handheld gas powered units and our battery powered, and you know, chainsaws, weed eaters, hedge trimmers, edgers, pressure washers. I mean, you name it. We've got it in our showroom here in Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor right now. I know some of our gas powered chainsaws, we got them marked down $30 right now. One of our in the MS-271 Farm Boss steel chainsaw, along with our backpack blowers, marked down $50 right now. So now's a good time to come save a little bit of money on some of those handhelds.
What about in people looking at weekend projects or getting to the hunting camp or whatever? What about rentals? What you got in rental?
So we got all of our tractors, as well as our skid steers, mini excavators, all of these with trailers or without. All the different implements to go with them. Just come by, see us, or give us a call, and we'll be happy to reserve one of these rental units for you.
Okay, tell them how to find you.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine at Parrish Tractor, which, by the way, I'm going to get him this weekend to hop on with us on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, talk about tractor maintenance and all the stuff you need to do before you head to the woods this fall. But that'll be Saturday morning at 7. All right, to the text line here. Did I hear you right? You're having Dr. Ben Carson on the show? You've officially made it big time. Well, thank you, Texter. Yeah, I've had him on over the years. I do always make space if Dr. Carson can come on. I think that's probably the third or maybe fourth time. Let's say third time for sure. He's been on the show. Always enjoy our conversations. A named texter here says, get kids off phones and learn to fish. Yes, but here, Texter, listen, you think God didn't have a sense of humor? My youngest of my two, he's about to be 16, could fishing rod in his hand since he was young, but he just doesn't love it like dad does. It's crazy, but he knows how to do it. But it is a frustrating thing. And then you don't want to force it on him, right? You just want to go, there you can fish if we want to fish. Hey, they're biting, you know. It's a lament, right? Sean said, I was a Ben Carson supporter in 2016 until he dropped out. Still had the bumper sticker. Tony says, what is there not to like about Dr. Ben Carson? We need more men like him in politics. Absolutely. He's just, like, he's just a good guy. Let's see, Don. Good afternoon, Sean. Please thank Dr. Carson for not cruising the world and staying here to fight for our values. He truly acknowledges the higher power calling needed in this country right now more than ever. He is an ordained inspiration to me, you, and all of your listeners today. Never give up. Well, you know, correct. Correct. He is an inspiration. But I think just the nuts and bolts of this is get to the kids younger. Get to the kids. Because you say, oh, we'll do this when they're seniors in high school. A lot of times you already have preconceived notions. And I don't want everybody to, it's not like lockstep. You have to believe it the same way I do. But you do have to know the same facts I do about a republic. Like I said, I'm open to debate in my house with my children. I think that's interesting. That's how you say how you do reps on your brain. Make a debate, make points, all those kind of things. But you have to start off with the knowledge of our republic. All right, coming back, Kyle Hamrick from Landyap joins us. Lots more coming up in hour number two. 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch.